Good morning, sir. And your name, I'm sorry?
Weston Hanger, Great River.
Oh, nice to meet you, Weston.
Give me a name. The project was completed a few months ago. Trying to get SoftMesh credit for you guys from MoDOT. In order to do that, they have a long checklist. This is one of them. They need the commissioner's signature on the plans.
Okay. So, is there any questions? Your last name again?
Hanger, H-A-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
Do we have, do you guys have any questions on this, or you want to bring Jack up and talk to him a little bit?
Yeah, Jack, would you mind coming up with us this morning? We have our assistant road and bridge administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
Morning, Jack. This is a realignment, correct,
yeah,
on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek?
Yeah, Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge. We completed back in the fall. Just trying to get us additional SoftMesh money back on it.
Okay.
So this one's already been completed, right?
Okay. Yeah,
is this the one where all the beehives were? The guys underneath that were... Is this not that bridge?
No, not that one.
It was next to the creek.
What?
It was next to the creek.
I just don't have to buy lunch. That's...
Any questions?
Nope.
No? Yeah, you did.
So you guys just need a...
right there in the bottom middle, there's a signature line.
Do we accept? I guess I'm trying to figure out.
MoDOT has to see proof that you guys...
So
right, I'm just trying to figure out how we need to make the motion.
Oh, okay.
Accept and allow commissioner.
It's plumber.
Plumber. I know.
Acceptance of the as-built plans.
Thank you. Move to accept the as-built plans and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign the front page of the construction plans for Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Question if you hold up. Thank you.
Commissioner Keyes, I think Weston had some questions on what your first name was. He couldn't remember exactly what it was, but I think we figured that out. Did you guys actually meet? Because I don't think we've met either, have we?
I think we met briefly at the CCAM dinner.
That's right. Okay.
I don't know if I actually met Shane.
Yeah. I think that's two lunches I don't have to buy.
I tried to convince Weston that it was Shirley Keys.
I will do my best to retain order in this meeting.
Just because you weren't given the challenge. Or were you given the challenge too?
I don't know.
All right, go ahead, sorry.
All right, back to business. Next, we have the approval of intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the annual non-project specific capital improvements. Good morning, sir. How are you? With us this morning, we have Mr. Brad Albritton. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. The first agreement on the agenda is our annual non-project specific capital improvements. That's in the amount of $1.5 million, and it includes funds for capital administration and lift station, treatment plant collection system upgrades, and some other miscellaneous legal line items and existing system studies. That's just something that we do annually every year. I'm a little later this year. It kind of slipped my mind. I should have had it to you a little quicker after the budget approval. It just kind of threw me off for a few weeks there, and it slipped my mind. But
you're good.
Would request approvals of that. And then the second one on the agenda is the Emory Street sewer project that's been ongoing out there for a little while. We've completed the collection system project, and we're ready.
Let's go ahead and let me do the first one first. We do have them agendized two separate ones, so let me go ahead and get that. So these are the numbers that we talked about in budget time,
yes,
as far as the
matches the budget,
the non-project specific capital improvements. So is there any questions for Mr. Brad before we move on this one for the non-project specific capital improvements?
Give me one second.
Yep.
On the GIS, now we have access to all that data through.
Yes, and our.
And they share the data.
They would be shared.
That's part of that we've always.
Most of the sharing comes from your GIS towards us, but all that data is available
right.
to you guys if you ever wanted it. But yes, Alan in my office works with Tanya frequently on that. We also pay for a portion of the county aerials. That get done every, I think we're doing every 2 years now, I think.
Yeah.
Pay for a portion of the county aerials and all our service area and project area.
We do have a letter accompanying this from Keck and Phillips LLC, dated March 19th, 2025, approving the enclosed agreement.
What was it last year? Was it the same amount?
It's pretty close. I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but it's typically in that ballpark this year.
There's no further discussion. I would entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for annual non-project specific capital improvements.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll do the approval of the amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Emmer Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, engineering, land acquisition, legal services, permitting, bidding, and construction.
Okay, so we have an existing funding agreement for this project in the amount of $1.5 million, and that was to fund the engineering and construction of the collection system improvements out of Emory Creek, which consisted of a lift station and about 5,000 feet of force main. That project bid out last year. The funding agreement was approved last year. That project has been completed, substantially complete. In the meantime, we had been working on plans to improve the treatment facility out there because it has not met limits with DNR for many years. And it's in enforcement. When we took it over, we knew we were that was the big thing out there to improve that plant. We have an agreement with DNR that says by middle of 2026 that the plant needs to be meeting limits. And so in the meantime, we've been working on plans to upgrade that treatment plant. And what we've done is bid that out, and we're now requesting the money for construction. The funding agreement, we are requesting this amendment to amend the funding agreement to go from $1.5 million to $3.9 million. And it would be which would include $2.4 million for construction at the treatment plant, engineering during construction. We sole source our control panels now, and things like that. So there is an amendment there to amend that funding agreement. And our plan is to have that work completed right around the end of this year. To take care of everything that Emory Creek needs out there and meet our requirements with DNR to get that plant back operating and meeting its limits.
So there will still be did anything change as far as what was originally planned whenever you came to us however many years ago about taking over those plants?
There may have been, so we
don't remember it being anywhere near this amount.
It's higher than what we originally thought, for sure. Our original estimate at the plant was around $1.5 million. The gravel out there has to be replaced. It's plucked up. We did have that included. I think probably what we added is a new UV system. If you were out there, I could show you. The way they built that plant is they set this building, this control building and UV building, down in a hole. And what we've decided to do is just, we need to build an additional septic settling capacity there. That's probably the largest problem that they have out there. Is the original system is a low pressure system designed to have a step tank at each home, which means it's a septic tank. One side settles out the solids, and there's a pump side, and it pumps it to the plant. So you keep the solids, most of it, at the house. Well, somewhere along the years, the HOA, maybe original developer, allowed a bunch of grinder pumps to get installed out there. Well, it just grinds up the solids and sends it down to the plant. There's only 6,000 gallons, four little tanks at the plant that settle the solids. So that's been probably the biggest problem. The plant can't meet ammonia as designed, and even if it had a bigger settling tank, it still wouldn't. It needs a component called an MBBR, moving bed bioreactor. It aerates the wastewater and reduces the ammonia down to within the limits. I think really the only addition that we probably didn't have included was the UV system. And what we're doing is, when you look at that site out there, there's a big hole where that building sets. We're utilizing the already excavated area of that hole for the construction of the large septic tank that we're putting there to minimize excavation. Well, it means you have to jerk the building out. The UV system's been a pain. It's not a good system, so it kind of really needed to go away anyways. I believe that's the, other than just cost increases that we've all seen on the cost of things, I believe that's the main addition that we probably didn't have included back in the original plan.
How much do you think the UV portion is?
It's around $200,000. But it's going to be a good system that's going to meet their needs for the next 20 years plus.
Will any other system be able, or any other area be able to go into that system?
Yeah, we have additional capacity. So we were, at the beginning of the year, well, at the end of last year, we were getting ready to bid out the project. I probably mentioned this in budget talks. We were trying to build some additional capacity in, and we bid it out in January, and the bids came in way high, 3-point-something million. We also didn't have a lot of competitiveness during that bid, just the way it timed out with the contractors. So we were just not going to accept that. So we rejected those bids, had the engineers go and look at resizing that septic tank and the MBBR to bring it back down a little bit, but still stay within a 20-year projection on population out there. So there's 140 connections out there currently. There are 90 unbuilt lots, and there's some couple small tracts that could be subdivided. And I believe, if I remember, we can go to 270. So it allows about 40 additional lots. So you got 40 plus 90, around 130 homes could still be built out there, which is about doubling the flow. The engineers projected that out, and we can project that to be within the
So it's still only specific to the
that area, that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody wanted to, you know, say, hey, I'm just outside here, because there's obviously a lot of land when you get outside the subdivision, we would entertain it and see what their plans were to try to help them.
And you bring up capacity. Who would then own that capacity?
We would.
We being the sewer district. I think that with the county paying for it, the county needs to own that capacity. So I don't know what these two think, but so I don't know how we give money and not own the capacity.
Well, it brings up a question that we've talked about in the past, about who owns the capacity in the treatment plants.
I think we all know who owns it prior. Anything new is well spelled out. I think that needs to change. Oh, again, I don't know what you guys think of that. And by doing this, is that automatically